Is your family fighting all the time? Or maybe you're not even speaking or seeing each other at all. Sometimes other people seem to interfere with family relationships too. It could be in-laws or friends. These days, many families are in crisis. The reasons can be many: financial problems, lingering disagreements, lifestyle choices, and many other issues can drive families apart. Sometimes the conflicts even last for years. It's all too painful. It seems like it's just too much to handle. Remember, nobody has a perfect family. And if we try to make it perfect, things usually just get worse. So what can you do? It's really easy to place the blame on someone else for all the problems, but it's harder to take personal responsibility. It's even harder to heal. You might even feel like it's impossible. And when things seem impossible, we have to go to the one who specializes in the impossible. We have to go to God. Now, let's say you're in a family disagreement, and let's say it's 99% the other person's fault. But now let's also say if you change 1%, then the other person will change completely. But you have to change first. Is it worth it? Of course it is, but many of us don't look for that 1% where we can change, or we refuse to change first. Yes, we might be very patient, but we don't change. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you should accept the other person's faults without question, and sometimes you have to set limits. But as we all know in family matters, we can't force anyone to change. So try to adapt your perspective to gain understanding. Let your heart really listen to the other person's pain. Yes, maybe you've given up that 1% over and over again, even for years. I know it hurts. I know it doesn't make sense sometimes, and it's not always fair. Sometimes it's even horrible. But don't lose hope. Even if it takes years and years, don't stop loving. Don't stop crying out to the Lord for his help and mercy. Ask him to forgive and change everyone involved. Ask the Lord to free you all from the lies and aggressions of the enemy. Ask God to soften the hearts of those who have hardened their hearts. Pray for the Lord to bless them, even if they hurt you. And ask the Holy Spirit to show you where you might be able to change too. This is the way of love and service. And keep waiting for the other person. Stay vigilant, praying for them. Seek the promises of God for your family and hold on tight to them, no matter how long it takes. Our example is Jesus Christ. He held nothing back. He gave everything. He loved first. He gave 100% for us. Trust in his abundant goodness and grace to heal the wounds in your family. O merciful Lord, hear our prayer for the families that are suffering and wounded. Pour out your spirit over them to bring reconciliation and peace. Let them forgive each other. Let them love each other. In the name of Jesus, cast out the evil one far from them. May your grace transform their hearts. Set them free and unite them in the love of Christ. All according to your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.